Welcome to the Popcorn Talk Network, for the online broadcast network that features movie discussion, news, and interviews. Press one.
Popcorn Talk. We talk movies.
From the Popcorn Talk Network, the online broadcast network for movie talk, and the schmoes know, this is Guilty Movie Pleasures. In-depth discussions on movies, no matter how guilty they make you feel.
Well, Steve, what's up, Schmoville? Let's get that out of the way. This is Steve's introduction to the first to our new intro, which I was told was going to be changed, but apparently we're sticking with Count Chocula. He's crushing it.
Dude, that was like opening socks on Christmas morning. Like, aw. Really?
I got more Reese's Pieces and the box opened. It's the worst.
Mom, it's candy. You don't need to wrap the candy. I know it's candy.
You know, I used to get a lot of gum. Mom used to pack a lot of gum in there, toothbrushes, toothpaste.
Dude, you know what my buddy had up at the comedy store the other night?
What's that?
Those gumballs that come in a long plastic thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Awesome.
I like those things a lot. You know, the only problem with gumballs was that flavor never lasted.
No.
With gumballs. We also had home run gum. Did you guys ever have a home run gum?
No.
Home run gum was gumballs.
Oh, yeah. Looked like baseballs?
Yes, yes. Good
awesome.
Stuff. That has nothing to do with this
Speaking
show.
Speaking of home runs.
We just went into a tangent about the Popcorn Talk Network. Guys, that's where you get to find the show now. YouTube.com/ThePopcornTalk. Is it Popcorn Talk Network? Or the Popcorn Talk Network.
Popcorn Talk Network.
That lovely voice you hear in the back is JTE, our lovely engineer, a handsome gentleman. He currently is dating a young lady. So
way to go, buddy.
He's getting it on. He's getting his get it on. His Patriots just won, so he's in a good mood. And he's just looking great.
I've got the world on a string. I'm sitting on a rainbow. What a world. What a life. I'm in love.
That's JTE's. He listens to it in his non-car every day.
Swerving, like, with the guy in True Romance. You remember? He's going down the...
Or, do you ever see that movie Navy SEALs when they're on the bridge and he's in the Jeep and he's just going like this? Like, the wheel is... Like, the car would be rocking. Anyway. So, YouTube.com, Popcorn Talk Network. That's where you can find all of the shows that were formerly on the Schmoes Know podcast. That's where we'll be. Our Facebook page is still the same. Guilty Movie Pleasures on the Schmoes Know Network. I'm not sure if that's going to change. I guess we have to talk to Cody about that.
I know.
We'll figure it out.
That's come here to watch movies and eat popcorn, and I'm all out of popcorn.
There was no popcorn out there.
No, there wasn't.
Some bullshit. Anyway, we're coming in hot today. Everybody has been asking about it since we basically started this show. We are doing Flash Gordon.
One of my all-time favorite movies.
And, you know, until last night, I hadn't seen it all the way through. I'd only seen parts of it. I knew about it, and I knew, obviously, from the movie Ted, that basically Ted rejuvenated Sam Jones' career.
Oh, dude, here's the thing. I remember when my buddy saw Ted, and, like, first weekend, they're like, you need to go. And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, no, you need to go immediately, yeah. Because they were like, there's something in there that you're going to enjoy on a level most people won't. I go, what? Like, I got all excited. So then they were giving me hints. They were like, it's somebody from the – from the 80s? I go, what, blonde hair? I was like, Ric Flair makes a cameo. They were like, no, but it's almost as good as Ric Flair making it. And then the
who
thing
wins
about
in a fight, Ric Flair or Sam Jones Jr.? Or
in a real
Gordon,
fight?
Flash Gordon.
I don't know about Flash Gordon, but Ric Flair would – he's a legit tough guy.
Ric Flair is.
Yeah, but I love Flash Gordon so much that when I was watching Ted, mm-hmm. before they even made any, I noticed that they were watching that in the background.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the movie's that good.
Well, here's the thing is I knew about it. There's this girl, Hillary, that is really good friends with my sister-in-law, and she has a very, very successful fashion website. She's one of those, like, fashionistas. Very talented girl. And she said to me that
that's a Hillary. That is a name for a
yeah,
Hillary.
Yeah, right.
They
yeah.
always, like, know what's going on, but yeah. they're always kind of sad on the inside.
Yeah.
This is a new BMW.
You nailed that.
Yes. That's a Hillary.
Yes.
These are Michael Kors shoes.
I'm never going to be alone. I've had the same Nike since 2004. So she said that Flash Gordon was one of her favorite movies of all time. And I was like, I didn't know.
Check one.
And I was like, it always just looks so cheesy to me. But I finally watched it. I watched it twice because I didn't get it. Like, I got it the first time, but I needed to, like, just kind of consume it. And it is really... I mean, in excess of what one should imagine, if you were to do drugs and make a movie, this is what it would look like. also, if you just wanted to make a movie, you and your buddies, and make it look awesome,
this is the movie. Yeah, I just look at it as an awesome movie from beginning to end.
So I think I'm going to let you take the reins since this is yours, Steve. This is all yours. Let's start, and I will just kind of poke fun at where I think.
Well, dude, okay. Fun. First off, it just opens up with that cool image of like Ming playing games with the planet Earth.
Yeah.
And it's like meteors, earthquakes, all the bad weather
typhoon.
Stuff. Typhoon. Dun, 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 dun. It's so good.
JT, we're going to play a little game with this later, but JT, can you just hit our little sound bite? Because this is the great, and this is the best movie song I think of all time. There you go.
It really might be the best ever. It's so dope that I remember Public Enemy on their second album, I think. Mm-hmm. They, instead of a guitar solo in the late 80s, they would let DJs do DJ solos, and their DJ Terminator X mixed in Flash Gordon.
Really?
And it went, he saved every one of us, Terminator X, instead of Flash Gordon.
Oh,
it was awesome.
Incredible.
So good.
I love, and that's the thing, like, we were just talking about DJs and how it's just a joke, it's a computer. Back in the day, DJs actually had to do awesome stuff.
Yeah, 12 inches of wax and two Technics 1200 Sun.
I think the knife. Philadelphia hit the DJ like scratch scene way harder than Pittsburgh.
Oh yeah, Philly had the best DJs in the world,
really,
according to Word Up magazine.
Oh, nice.
Philly won. They won with DJ Jazzy Jeff,
of course.
And then there was this kid, another kid from West Philly named DJ Miz.
Okay,
I think West Philly had the world DJ title for about 5 years straight.
That sounds like it. Sounds incredible.
Tremendous. So, speaking of tremendous, this movie opens up
with
like. And whenever there's bad weather now, I always think of Ming the Merciless sending bad weather. And I'm like, is this – whenever you get like one of those end of the world skies.
Yes.
Where you're like, well, this could be it. This could be like Flash Gordon.
You know what I always think is that scene in Armageddon when the aliens come in and the sky's on fire. This or that. Because the opening scene with that weather button, that's genius. Come on. Fire hail? Who thinks of that stuff?
Dude, I thought it was also genius.
Yeah.
And then you're showing Flash Gordon, who's a quarterback for the New York Jets, getting on a little puddle jumper plane
in a resort town in Canada.
Is that where?
Mm-hmm.
I did not pick up on that. That's awesome.
Yeah, and when they're loading it in, you see his Jets duffel bag.
Yes, that was so cool.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, this had to be a playoff Namath. Because Namath was sort of a superhero. Broadway Joe played for the Jets. He wasn't, all intents and purposes, besides winning the Super Bowl, Joe Namath had a terrible football career. So they get.
Well, he would cobble to get bad knees. Come on.
Yeah, but still, he's a Hall of Famer and he had more interceptions than touchdowns. Just saying, he's from Pittsburgh. I'm all for Broadway Joe.
Well, this is where I don't know. This is what I know about Flash Gordon. Okay. I don't know if in the comic books he was based on an American football player. I think that might have been a modern plot device.
Well, the first movie was 1936.
Right, because my dad grew up with Flash Gordon, and he was so excited to introduce Flash Gordon to us.
Okay.
It would be like a dad now getting to introduce Star Wars to his kids. Like, finally, it's worth paying all these bills
because
I have somebody to hang out with that gets it.
The only reason to have kids is to introduce them to Star Wars and Indiana Jones.
Yeah, and stuff, pro wrestling, pizza parties. Like, kids are awesome.
Cookie cakes.
Yeah, because like they allow you to enjoy everything awesome. My dad's like, it's Flash Gordon, get in the car, boys! And we saw
it. Did you see this in the theater?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Awesome. Yeah, I was like 6 years old.
Yeah.
And we bought the soundtrack. I mean, it was one of those movies that when you left the theater, you're running through the parking lot acting everything out.
Sure.
And to this day, I was watching it last night with my girlfriend, and I wanted to just jump up on the couch and go, Hawkman, dive. I mean, it's so good. Because it starts off all this bad weather. Flash Gordon's getting on a plane. There's a hot chick, Dale Arden.
Yeah, Dale Arden.
Dale Arden.
Yeah.
And then Flash, like, he's so smooth. He's like,
saw you at the restaurant. Estimated to you about you. What? And she's like, oh, you did? And then her pants fall off immediately. You're like, Flash, I mean, he doesn't need to do anything. All of a sudden, it's one line and they're already together. It's
all like right. Chemistry is already there. Well, it was so funny because I'm like, oh, that's what chicks do. She was like, already, we'll get to that. Where they didn't even smooch yet. And she was already jealous.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You're my boyfriend.
Yes.
So then they're flying through the sky through all this terrible weather.
And it looks like, I mean, the plane looks like it's dropping in crazy. And it cuts back to the plane. Like, ooh, there's some turbulence. So it's like a little bit of inconsistency.
And the dialogue's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Because the pilot has like a fake Sports Illustrated.
Yes.
He's like, with Flash Gordon on the cover, Flash, you mind signing this from the Well, I sure I would. Yeah, like, the dialogue's
so... He's so nice. Flash Gordon is such a
nice guy. He's a hero, man.
Yeah,
what a hero should be.
And so then shit goes wrong with the plane because of Ming messing with the atmosphere.
Yeah, and then Ming snatched those pilots.
Yeah, gone.
Because when the pilots get sucked out of the plane, but then you... Ha, ha, ha. You see Ming's face come through. It's there's still a lot of cool stuff in this movie.
Of course. I mean, it's 1980. I don't want to say that the effects were of the time. They were definitely like 60s effects.
They were, but it works.
But it works.
It all works perfect.
Yeah, because it's supposed to be like that, I think. It's supposed to look like a comic book.
I think so.
Yeah,
I don't think it's supposed to be this gritty reality. I think it's more of an...
Of course not.
Artur's perspective. Flawless.
Little known fact, George Lucas wanted the rights to this, but Dino De Laurentiis had it, so instead he just wrote Star Wars.
How great is Dino De Laurentiis?
Dino D.
So wait, you're saying if it wasn't for Flash Gordon, there would be no Star Wars.
Correct.
That makes sense to me.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So he couldn't get Flash Gordon, so he's like, I'll write my own Star War trilogy thing, and then there it
was. Well, what I liked so much about... Okay, let's get Flash to Mongo.
Got it.
Because now there's no pilots, and it's a storm.
Yeah.
Flash Gordon's a hero, though. He lands the plane. They crash land, him and Dale.
Right.
Right into the offices of Dr. Hans Zarkov.
Yes.
The smartest guy ever.
And Hans Zarkov, no offense, but he could look like you in about 30 years, if you stopped taking care of yourself and
easily.
Lived in a greenhouse, you and Dr. Zarkov could really look
if I was
like
that him. Smart, I would love to. They all thought I was mad! Remember? Like, he knew. And then he had the fat assistant.
I feel like that's when I invented the chicken with the hamburger in between it, and everyone's like, you're an idiot. But then KFC came out and had it.
Huh, there you go.
There you go. Idiots.
Mock what we don't understand. Spies Like Us. Remember that? That's a movie we should do on the Spies Like
agreed.
Us.
Agreed. It's a great one. And so then they wreck the plane.
Yep.
And they get in there, and Hans Zarkov, he has already threatened his fat assistant.
Yeah.
Because no assistant in movie history has ever been good looking. Never.
No, it was like a throwback to like almost sticky vaudevillian type humor. Like, here's a fat guy that doesn't have any courage.
Right.
It's like terrible.
Frankenstein kind of, what's his buddy's name?
Igor?
Igor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, kind of like an Igor throwback. So they wreck the plane straight into the greenhouse.
Yeah.
They get out. Dr. Zarkov's got a gun. He kind of like threatens him.
I suppose you want to use my telephone. Yeah. It's right in there. And then he suckers him in there and then pulls the gun.
Yeah.
Then there's the struggle. Then
have you ever seen
struggle,
a guy that looks so out of hand with a out of place with a gun in his hand? Like, he looks so scared.
Yeah, Fredo Corleone.
Yes.
Remember when he's Fredo goes for the pistol.
I was the older brother.
When they make the attempt on his dad.
Yeah.
The orange.
The first time I went
everywhere.
Hunting and a deer came out, I just started firing the gun in the air. And, this is stupid.
So funny.
So then they get into the rocket.
Yeah, it takes off because of the struggle.
Right.
Strap yourselves in. See, I have the Flash Gordon soundtrack on my iPod.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and there's a lot of movie sound bites along with the sound.
Yeah. See, I always thought, going back to a DJ thing, first of all, Flash.
Tons.
Okay, let's, first of all, soundtrack. This soundtrack is incredible.
Flawless.
Queen is the gayest band that every straight dude loves.
Yeah, they're amazing.
They're incredible.
God bless Freddie Mercury.
He's got the voice of a choir boy.
Amazing.
Every song they sing.
So much passion behind it.
Oh, my God. Have you ever seen the Queen live at Wembley Stadium DVD?
No.
Oh,
you know what? Somebody gave me a Queen. My buddy Daniel gave me a Queen DVD.
And he's holding the microphone, and there's no bass to the microphone. It's just like the pole. And he rocks around stage with it, and he like points it out. Like, he's incredible with this mic on a stick.
That's incredible.
It's like, you know when you first watched the Olympics, and there was the girls with the ribbons, and you're like, who makes this event? This is stupid. That's Freddie Mercury with a stick. I mean, he's incredible
killing
with this mic. And he's like running to the piano and crushing. I mean, he is a genius. And the band Queen, I don't think I've ever heard a Queen song that I didn't like.
That's true.
There's ones that have like definitely, and they have every stadium every night plays a Queen song, whether it's Another One Bites the Dust,
We Will Rock You, We Are the champions. My big brother always used to do that after every time he beat me in Nintendo. So it would start legit fights because he'd be like, do you hear that? My little brother would be like, don't even say it. He's like, no, seriously, stop. Somebody breaking into the house. And then we'd all go, what? He goes, no, I think it's Queen warming up in the background. No time for losing.
God,
full on brother brawl.
The worst.
Yeah, brother brawls.
Yeah.
Brother brawl 88, sons.
Is that a wrestling thing?
No, that was me and my brother fighting in 1988.
So
I had coffee, guys. I'm sorry.
He's a little wired. So then they get to Mongo.
Right, because Zarkov is like, hey, I've tracked down where this signal's coming from. He was like, they all thought he was crazy.
Yeah. It's like Randy Quaid in Armageddon.
Yeah. Or I thought you were going to say, it's like Randy Quaid in real life right now.
Same guy. Yeah. He's crop dust in the wrong field.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah.
Send up some prayers. Anyway, so Zarkov's such a genius. Mm-hmm. He knows that there's all these anomalies happening over Earth. He thinks that it's because of an outside alien force. Mm-hmm. Everybody thinks he's crazy. Now he knows he's right, so he's going to go to where he thinks the signals are emanating from, which is the planet Manga.
Right.
And now the movie goes from pretty fun to downright the best.
I mean, you watch
the best from this point on.
Because if you were thinking of royalty, like if you were to go into Buckingham Palace and you were to be like when the queen and somebody's presented, you would think it would look like Ming's palace.
Yeah. Right?
Like everybody's there in weird ass costumes worshiping the guy and he makes a decree and everybody's like, yeah, Lord save Ming. Little known fact, a buddy of mine's nickname was Mongo, and in the eighth grade musical, my name was Mongo in this play.
No way.
Yeah. I was like a dinosaur that was like forged out of rock. And I had solos now.
I would never have left character. If I was a dinosaur forged out of rock named Mongo.
My mom made the costume.
It would never get better.
Yeah, it's a pretty incredible
Every year
costume.
For my birthday, I'd be like, Mom, time for a new costume.
Do you want me to I'll whip a little ditty here for you? I'm me Mongo, yippee-i-o-kai. I'm me Mongo. All right, that's it. I forget the name of the play and everything. I don't even remember. I just remember that part of that song. Sorry.
How many beers does it take for you to just get into that normally? Like after, hey guys, check it out. Ah, me, Mongo. So anyway, there was some foreshadowing in this because Zarkov's such a genius. He's looking around, and I don't know if it was Dale or Flash, but they're like, "This looks like some sort of totalitarian state." And Zarkov's like, "Good, there must be. There's dissension everywhere. Then everybody, he's got to have enemies everywhere,
right?" Did he ever?
Did he ever?
So they get in there and they're like sort of in the background.
Yeah.
Because they don't notice him walk in, which is a little bit of a plot hole.
Yeah, well, that little drone floating thing
which
zaps.
Which is like the eyeball thing in Big Trouble Little China.
Yep. Zaps the gun out of Zarkov's pocket, and they're known as the prisoners.
Yeah.
So you have all the people of Mongo, all the people that inhabit the moon surrounding, all the people under Ming's thumb. Have to come and pay tribute, but then he also wants to acknowledge the prisoners.
Right. And, like, by acknowledging him, he is kind of sentencing to death, right? Isn't that, like...
Yes.
Right.
And then also, like, I don't... We'll just acknowledge it now. Later in the film, and I didn't notice this when I was a little kid, but the whole reason Earth got destroyed or was in the process of being destroyed was because Zarkov was smart enough to know what was going on.
Oh, and they didn't want
because
to
Because Ming tells him that.
Right.
Ming says, I would do all these things... But since you were able to figure it out, it meant that you were smart enough to get destroyed and be put under my thumb.
Right. And the guy that plays Ming, Max von Sydow.
Also in another guilty movie pleasure that I love, and there's no guilt over Strange Brew.
So, oh, Strange Brew is incredible. What? Hey, JT, can you jump on the mic real quick?
What's up?
Max von Sydow, everybody was like arguing about drafting him in the Star Wars thing. Why? Because he's the voice of the Emperor? What does he do?
No, he's one of those characters who's kind of like Christopher Lee, who is like an old English actor who's very well known.
Okay.
He was in all Lord of the Rings films as Sauron.
Oh.
So he does a lot of fantasy stuff, and he's done like horror back in the day.
Okay.
People just threw him out there for some reason.
Interesting. All right.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, Christopher Lee was in Lord of the Rings.
So yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, yeah.
That's who they thought. He was also in the bunch, but yeah, he's just a well-known older actor who could be like an older Sith Lord.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Makes sense. That was the only reason. Anyway, keep going. So we're on Mongo. They're at this like the palace thing.
Yeah, and you see how cold Ming is.
Oh,
bro.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that facial hair and the bald head. How could he?
Oh, he looks like the devil.
And those,
flat out.
Those eyebrows look like if somebody were to take Mark Ellis to a really bad anesthetician and do his eyebrows.
I thought the eyebrows look like a cholo's.
Yes, definitely.
Who do you want to get with tonight?
Yeah. Just eyebrows up and up. Yeah.
Super hot Latina chicks, like, just don't look at her eyebrows.
She's got tattoos everywhere and has stabbed you in your sleep. And you
Hello.
Start, no. You bring her home to mom and dad. She's like, no, this isn't going to work out. You were trying to get her out of the gang life, but she's just not into it.
I can save her.
Yeah. So they're in the thing, and I mean,
well, then you see Lord Baron, my favorite character, the leader of not Lord Baron's not my favorite, but the leader of the Hawkmen.
Yeah,
because he's got that giant jeweled egg, and then Baron and his boys show up, and they almost get into a beef right there.
Right, and Baron, who's James Bond, Timothy Dalton.
Yeah,
and
what's the guy's name? Brian Blessed that plays Vaulton.
I don't know. JT, can you look that up for us real quick?
I think he was knighted by the Queen of England. That
really?
Guy's like a legit Shakespearean actor.
No shit. And then
and my brother
Brian
has him
Coltrane
on.
Is also in there too. Young Brian Coltrane, who is also a James Bond character.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so three people that have been in Bond films are in this movie.
It's so good.
So let's get to so
Flash. Look, they breaking balls. Yeah. Some fights. You this see how psycho. Awful Ming yeah. is because there's these people that have nothing. And he was like, "All I have to offer Ming is my loyalty." And then he's like, "Oh, bravo!
Yeah,
fall upon your sword."
Yeah, and then he tries to attack Ming.
I give you death. And to Ming,
and then
and the drone zaps him,
and then they disappear him, and Flash like, this guy's a psycho. They bring up Flash like, we're gonna sentence you to death. But in the meantime, we meet Ming's daughter, who is
the hottest chick ever.
Oh my god, she is so slutty hot. It's incredible. She's like that girl in high school that she like would flirt with you in gym class or something like that. Or like, I remember taking pottery class with this girl, and her name escapes me, but she always wore like a jean jacket and like these tight, like she would wear like a Guns N' Roses t-shirt.
Yeah, and her boyfriend was like 30.
And he rode a motorcycle and pickup, but she would flirt with me in pottery class, and I thought it was the coolest thing. Oh, she was so hot. So I forget. Hot. Marissa something? Yeah, it was Marissa. And my brother was like, how do you know and talk to Marissa? I was like, we took pottery together.
Pottery, my friend.
Kind of a big deal.
Pottery.
Yeah. And she came to like a swim meet one time. I was like, oh my god, is she like?
There are certain chicks in high school that were so hot that they didn't even participate in high school.
No,
they were already having dudes paying their bills then. Yeah, they're like, I don't need to learn anything.
They didn't even graduate. I got it all. Walking graduation,
dude. I remember in college, the hottest chicks ever. We would never see them out at college bars because they were dating 40-year-old men.
Yeah, yeah. What was up with that? Ah, man. Anyway, so. So they sentence Flash to death, but he gets escaped by
Ming's hot daughter.
Ming's hot daughter, because she's got a thing for Flash.
Yep.
Then they're in the plane, and he's got that. They're doing like the telepathy.
Yeah, so cool. And wow, this chick's really turning me on.
What was that? Yeah. And you know that would happen to one of us.
Well, that was the thing with Dale. Flash didn't even make out with her. No, they just not take yet. A plane ride to Mongo, and she's already pissed. And then later,
all about him. I mean, that's when you're.
Then later, remember how he. If that's a proposal, I say yes.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, we'll get to that.
We'll get there.
So you think Flash is dead? Because everybody it was foreshadowing what he was going to do.
Yeah.
He got everybody psyched up and believing they could take out Ming because he started to play football with these like eggs. Emerald eggs.
Yeah, and you notice his throwing technique is
all the
ideal.
Men on the right drugs. Yeah. Fire the trainer.
And he's like basically running an offense. 40, 41, 42. That's his offensive count. Yeah.
And the best one, he gets on the ground and does the roll, the wheelbarrow roll, and takes out
all those dudes. Yeah.
The greatest.
And his technique, his arm isn't the best, and he kind of throws it like this, like my dad at the beach, you know, like
hysterical.
With the mini ball.
And you know, Volton, the leader of the Hawkmen, wants no part of, he hates Ming because he keeps on conking his one bad guy on the head.
Yes, yeah.
Just for laughs. I remember when I was a little kid dying with laughter.
And I think I laughed at it last night. Yeah, it was so incredible. Oh, this guy's back? Wank. So then what's the daughter's name? Aaron, Aura, Ava?
No.
Crap.
Ursula, no. Ariana.
You can keep going. We can keep
so
this
then, okay. So Ming's daughter's so hot, she's sleeping with the doctor.
Oh, that's right.
Who saves Flash's life.
No, the prince, the baron.
Nope. First, it's the doctor. Remember? Oh, he was like, okay, baby, I'm so wild for you. Same spot next week. Yes, you can come to my pleasure palace.
Princess Aura.
Aura. Yeah.
She's looking hot these days, too. I mean,
I remember like a year or two ago, I looked her up. She was like living in Italy or something.
She's from Rome.
Yeah.
She lives in Rome.
The hottest chick ever.
Francesca Romana Ravelli. Yeah.
God.
Ornella, she goes by Ornella Muti. Was born in 1955. She's going to be 60 next year.
Amazing.
She's still
and
looking
she's still hot.
Good. Look at that. Yeah. Look her up, guys.
Yeah, still
the
totally
place.
Hot.
Princess Aura, just still just smoking. You know, there's Italians. Just the olive oil. He's always drinking it. I don't know why I went into a German accent. There,
I was like, Arnold.
So they go to the nice, and then they get in a fight with, he and Timothy Dalton get in a fight.
Yeah, because this is what happens. So then she sleeps with the doctor, saves Flash's life. Then she dresses Flash Gordon up as a bad guy pilot, and then she flies him to
Timothy Dalton's
Timothy Dalton's house, his planet. And then Dale, because now Dale and Flash are separated. Everybody, the whole world thinks Flash is dead.
Right.
And Ming's going to marry Dale.
Right. And she's drinking that sweet, sweet purple drink, basically.
The Cosby Punch. I'm sorry. That was terrible. I didn't mean that. Terrible.
You went there. It was good. She was sipping on some scissor, basically. She was drinking what Jermarcus Russell got kicked out of the event.
Yeah, well, you remember what they said? She was like, well, this make me forget. And the lady goes, it'll make you not mind remembering.
There you go. Yeah, that's, I think, what every frat guy tried to use with the roofie. Never mind. Terrible. So I was in a frat. I don't know why I just like threw all my frat brothers under the fence like that. I never did anything like that.
No,
I mean, I
because you're a human being with a conscience.
Yeah, I mean,
but Ming the Merciless, not human, no conscience, no totally way. Evil. Now it's up to Flash to fight him because. Let's bring back the fact that planet Earth's on a ticking time bomb
yeah.
right now.
I mean, that's
it's got about 11 hours until Earth is no more.
And then we see a time clock later, and there's still like there's only like 37 minutes. So yep. we're cut to that, yeah. that ticking time clock.
So Aura tries to save Flash's life and has him hide out
yeah.
at her, I guess, first string boyfriend's house.
He's yeah, he because the Doctor's definitely third string because he's an old guy.
And she then Clytus wants her too,
right? But Clytus doesn't have a chance.
But he really. No, but Ming's going to let him marry her.
Right.
Remember that?
Well, he's the Ming's going to let her.
He's
but
the old creepy secret police guy,
right? And he's got that silver mask on.
Yeah, with
that would
pleasure.
Be a great Halloween costume
for sure.
Yeah,
with pleasure.
And then boyfriend number one is definitely Dalton, who's yep. Robin Hood Men in Tights, basically. In
yes, this. And they're going to be doing a. Manhood ritual
right.
on his planet.
Right. And so they get it in there. They get to chop off the guy's hand or whatever, basically.
Yeah, because there's this beast that lives in this tree stump. And if you put your hand in and not get bit and pull out, you're cool.
Yeah.
You're a man.
But if
you put your hand in and get bit, it's so painful and drives you so insane
yeah.
that you beg for death. So they were like, right before the manhood ritual, the guy was like, you're going to be a man either in this world or the next.
Right. In O.J. Simpson's house, they did that with a hooker.
Oh, like, that's terrible. Sorry. Yeah. We said some inappropriate stuff to show. And this is such a good movie about good versus evil.
I'm sorry. Yes. Good. So now the Hawk guys are coming back. There's like a little bit of a fight.
They're at war. The Hawkmen yeah. and it's divide and conquer.
Right.
Because it was exactly what Zarkov had said. Like these guys, they need a leader. They need to be united. But they all hate, everybody hates everybody.
Right.
And that's how Ming keeps control.
Correct.
So, Flash Gordon.
Like the Sunni and the Shia and Iraq.
It's like everywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Everywhere. Divide and conquer.
Yeah.
So then the hot chick leaves, Ming's daughter leaves, Flash at her boyfriend's house, and he's like, later, I'm throwing this dude in the swamp.
Right.
But then they were like, you can't do that, because then they're like, oh, okay, this is what we'll do. We'll make him beg for death by giving him the manhood test.
Yeah.
But guess what happens?
Flash outdoes it.
He's yeah.
the ultimate man.
He puts his hand in, and then Lord Baron starts getting nervous, and he puts his hand in, and then it's
like Russian roulette.
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
And then Baron's supposed to go, and he was like, you go, and Flash Gordon's like, oh, you want to switch up the rules because you're a big crybaby?
Right.
And he was like, I'm not afraid because I'm Flash Gordon. And then he puts his hand in, and then he acts like he got bit. And he's like, And then Baron pulls out his sword, and Flash goes, tricked ya! And
yeah,
pulls the sword like a 7-year-old. Tricked ya!
That might be my favorite line in the movie, too.
So great.
Yeah.
But then, so then what happens?
and then they're going to unite the Hawkmen and the...
Well, that happens on the Hawkman planet because they escape the Lord Baron's planet.
Right. On a jet ski, basically. On an
yeah,
air jet ski.
An air motorcycle.
Yeah.
It's the coolest thing ever. If they ever make those, I want 10.
Air jet ski, hoverboard, a lightsaber, a teleport machine, all those should come readily available for human beings in the next 100 years, I think.
If air jet skis... are on the agenda, I'm going to start eating organic so I can see 120.
Is that the only reason to stay old anymore is to possibly see hoverboard, possibly
I
see
never
lightsaber.
Even thought of, I, dude, I've never thought about that. But if they make air jet skis...
They'll definitely get to that. You kidding me? Air motorcycles? The only thing in Star Wars that you could actually make are on Ewok and Return of the Jedi.
They have those?
They gotta have them. They're going to be available soon.
That would be awesome.
Am I like stepping out of bounds here? JT, are you with me on this one?
He just went outside to go potty.
I think we're closer to getting the hoverboard than we are to those bikes.
Okay. Well, we can all hope.
It'd be so cool.
I mean, look what we did in the last 50 years, what we can do in the next 50.
Maybe.
So now he's on his air motorcycle.
Yeah.
And they're going to the Hawk planet.
And then also, Dale Gordon escapes. Dale Arden escapes. Escapes with Zarkov.
Yeah.
Because that's when Ming let Zarkov know it's all his fault because he was so smart and he knew what was going on.
Yeah.
And then they were like, you're so smart. We just need to reprogram you and use your brain for evil.
Right.
But then he's too smart. So they think they brainwashed him, but they didn't. And he helps Dale escape.
Because he can remember. He can train his brain again. His brain regenerates. His brain basically is...
I was trying to remember a Beatles song. Anything. He was so good.
John Lennon. He's a big fan. And so...
And then they escape, there's a good laser fight because Dale's doing tumbles for no reason.
Yeah.
Dude, this movie is so good.
And she's got the laser gun shoots right through the people.
Like, yeah, okay. So this is what happens.
Yeah, yeah.
Flash Gordon crash lands. He has a little... skirmish with football style with Ming because they think he's gonna because he thinks he's crazy. I get so excited. Yeah. So then Flash, but he doesn't care. It's not a real war or anything, but he just shows he's good at football and stuff, but it's enough to get him condemned to death. Mm-hmm. Then Ming's daughter's so hot and likes Flash so much, she sort of saves his life. He goes to a planet, becomes friend. He's not friends yet with this guy, Baron, but now they're going to go to the Hawkmen, who are the biggest, toughest group there is.
Yeah. And they have beards, so they're going to be tough.
Yeah. And they want to fight Ming. They're only a year away from fighting Ming, and Flash is like, now's the time.
Right.
But then he makes Baron and Flash Gordon fight on this floating spike board with whips.
Oh, that's right. I forgot
about
that.
One of the best scenes in the history of forever.
It's like one of those stability balls they have at like cool people gyms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they fight. But then Flash doesn't kill him, and he saves him. And they're like, what's that? And they're like, that's humanity. I really thought this movie was such a great love letter to the human spirit.
Sure.
And they talk about that. Like, that's what makes
Steve
water
deep, everybody.
Water coming from their eyes.
Yeah.
They call it tears. It's a sign of their weakness. No, not weakness.
No.
It's what combines us all together. It's our humanity. It's our emotions. And that's why it took a human being to save these dudes.
Correct. And a man, a beautiful human being.
Just a man with a man's courage. Oh, by the way, I once saw Flash Gordon on an episode of Walker, Texas Ranger.
Oh, yeah.
It was probably the best hour of my life.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
All right, so let's finish the movie because then we're going to do a little quick thing and then we got to go because we're running tight on time. Go ahead.
All right. So now Flash, they go, he saves Baron's life. That gets everybody to go, okay, we're going to follow you.
Yeah.
So now they come up with a plan. Dale's going to marry Ming. Flash can't have his girl marry Ming.
Right.
So then everybody thinks Flash is going to die, but no, he escapes on a cycle, meets up with the Hawkmen. Now the leader of the Hawkmen – Volton is like, now I'm sorry. Thank you for giving this old loony bird a second chance.
Yeah, yeah.
So now everybody's so happy they have Flash as a leader, and then the bad guys' rocket ship's attacking them, and all the Hawkmen are the best scene ever. They're waiting behind the clouds, and you hear the trumpet, prom, prom, prom. And remember, isn't that the best? Like, me and my brother for like 10 years of our life would watch this movie, and at this part, we're starting to flap in front of the TV like this.
We could build those wings that they were using.
The coolest.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So cool.
So then,
and now it's on.
Now it's on.
Now it's full blown battle. They take over Ajax, the battleship.
And it's, I mean, we go into the classic battle, da, 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 they kill.
As time's ticking down for Earth.
Yeah.
So Flash has got to save Earth. He's got to save his girl. He's got to get all these people from the Ming's kingdom to realize that they have more in common.
Sounds like my dad getting us ready for vacation. Gotta get this. Yeah.
And now it's all coming to this end as they're getting ready to get married, Ming and Dale.
Yes.
Do you take this woman to...
Hell no, she doesn't.
Oh, it's so... I do not.
Yeah.
Flash! Ha ha!
All right, JT, play it. This is where we need it.
Flash! Ah!
So good. So he comes in. That's when, I mean, that breakdown. Like, I want to always walk into a place. Like, I want to walk into a bar, and I want this to play.
Flash!
Or, like, I come off a...
Every time you do a shot?
Yeah. Go ahead, JT.
Flash!
Like, I walk out to the field, like, on a softball game, like a co-ed softball thing.
You point your bat.
Like, I walk out of a cab, like, to the airport, but I don't have my, like, I don't even need to walk through security. I just go. And there's like, sir, you can go
through.
I
take off my t-shirt as soon as my girlfriend sees me. I take it off.
I don't even have to press the key lock on my door to my car anymore. I just point at it.
I just get a delicious pepperoni pizza delivered and I open the box.
I lost some weight and I tried on a new pair of jeans and I look at myself in the mirror.
I go on Twitter and I got retweeted.
I texted a girl and she texted me back within the first 30 minutes.
I get my mom a sweet Christmas present and then she's just like...
I got a parking ticket on my car. I open it up. There's nothing in it because I'm...
I want to be second string quarterback, and then the first string gets hurt, and the coach points at me at the bench, and I just go,
That's so good.
I want to be the backup kicker and I never get pointed to, but when they cut to me on the sideline, I'm just eating a hot dog and I go.
So funny.
Keep going. What do you got?
I want someone to ask me, what's your favorite DC character besides Superman?
I got nothing.
You got nothing?
Everything's about food. I don't want to sound like a fat ass. I'm like, you go to a salad bar and notice they have a Sunday bar?
Everything's about food. A girl gets me a Christmas present and it looks like it's like a jewelry box and it opens up and it's just tickets to the Super Bowl. And the Steelers are playing in it. All I've ever wanted is a bow and arrow and to be really good at it, and finally my parents buy it for me.
So I'm at Mardi Gras and I throw a girl some beads.
Oh, JT, well done.
You open up a pack of 89 Upper Deck and you see the Griffey right on top.
Oh. You quote Love Actually to a girl, but she's never seen the movie, so she thinks you're being genuine.
Oh, that's terrible.
And that's a dream world every girl has seen, Love Actually. Oh my god, give me one more.
I got nothing.
Just you walking in today got me so excited. I wanted to. You can do like a nice kick to it. JT, give me. I'll try and do like a kick above the decks.
Okay, here, do it one more time. Okay. And I'll do a Hulk Hogan.
Okay.
It goes from this to this.
It's like the perfect amount of beats. Queen nailed it. Guys, listen, I'm so excited that I got to finally watch this movie all the way through twice.
I loved it. And I know that there's some schmoes out there. There's some people out there watching this that are real movie fans. Yeah. I had always heard an urban legend that there indeed was a Flash Gordon 2 that was filmed and never released. Because you do see Ming get one. Flash's rocket ship, he pilots the Ajax on a suicide mission, but he doesn't care because he's a hero. And that giant spiky thing stabs Ming, but then he disappears.
Right. We never see him.
And then you
die.
See his evil ring, the one he's zapping people with. That evil ring, there's his dust, ashes, ashes, dust, dust, but then somebody picks up the ring.
Right.
And it says the end ?
Right.
They totally left it open for a sequel.
Yeah.
And I was told, but I've never investigated it. I was told that there was a sequel floating around somewhere out there, and I don't know.
The reason that they never released these or something was that this one just didn't make enough money.
Oh my god, it's such a good movie.
And a lot of Sam Jones's voice is dubbed over, but from actual pre-takes that they dubbed over because he was fighting with Dino on payment. They didn't go in for the looping session. So if you see some of his things and it looks like it doesn't like look like he's in.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's because he was fighting over money. But I mean, listen, if they were to remake this movie, I feel like it might do it a disservice. I feel like this movie's
don't remake this.
Yeah, I don't think
it's too
you
good.
Do.
And if you do, you have to take a totally different direction.
Totally, yeah, absolutely. And if you did remake it and you got the funding for it, you would just look right into a camera and go. All right, guys, thank you so much for watching Guilty Movie Pleasures. We will be back next week. We're not sure what movie. We haven't talked about it yet. We're going to do a couple holiday movies.
Let's hope.
It's December.
Speaking of holidays and gifts, please give the gift to laughter this year, my new comedy album, Remember This, available on iTunes.
And give me a Christmas present by subscribing to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/thecasualmafia. Go to youtube.com/popcorntalknetwork to watch this. Go on our iTunes, like, rate it, comment it on it. We have a commentary for the movie Over the Top. Steve and I are going to do a couple movies coming up. People seem to really enjoy the commentary. JT is going to be part of it. Bobby Finstock. We'll figure this out going forward. Guys, thank you so much for watching, and we'll see you next time. Until then.
See you, buddies.
No, I thought you were going to... Thank you.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Spitek, Christian Harloff, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of its owners or principals.